Good afternoon and good evening, everyone. Welcome to the CCWG new GTLD auction proceeds call held on the 24th of August, 2017. In the interest of time, there will be no roll call. Attendance will be taken by the Adobe Connect room. If you are only on the audio bridge, would you please let yourself be known now? And I do have Elliot Noss noted. Hearing no more names, I would like to remind all to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes, and to please keep your phones and microphones on mute when not speaking to avoid background noise. And with this, I'll turn it back over to Erica Mann. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Julie, and welcome to everyone. I see that Cavus is still typing, so he might be on audio. He is sometimes only on audio, so we might want to check with him. That we don't miss if he wants to say something. Second point is the question concerning our conflict of interest declaration. Anybody who wants to make a declaration or alarm us that some changes happened and it's already to be found on the internet? Okay, that's not the case. Then let's move to point three. Which is a recap of the CCWG approach for dealing with the charter question, role of surveys, email exchanges, and consensus calls. We had just, I want to do this quickly. We had some lively exchange on email about some of the topics, and there were some concern raised by some of our colleagues arguing if we always capture, and in particular in the mind mapping, do we always capture the points you raise, and is this always translated in a correct way? My approach to this is we are trying really something new, and I really want to thank Marika in particular, but everybody involved in this, of being so careful and trying to capture the essence of what every one of you is trying to say in an email exchange, for example, or in a comment during our calls in these mind mapping exercises. It's quite complex. I did it myself last week to support and to help Marika a bit. It's quite complex to get it always right. That's why it is so important that once we send out these kind of mind maps or summaries and related to some of the points which were debated, be so kind to review it carefully, and like you did yesterday and today, always send back replies immediately to help us to correct things which you think we haven't understood completely right. This is super helpful for us. Just a reminder, the charter questions are helping us to frame the, in a very early stage, identified questions which are key in moving the whole exercise forward. So they are really key in helping us and in framing from our group identified key questions. The mind map is only a kind of translation and a kind of overview, which then helps us to see if all the bits and pieces come together or if there is something missing. And we have seen over the last 2 days that some of the topics were apparently not captured in the complete and in the right way. The survey monkeys or the surveys are just helping again to identify quickly topics which we see as relevant. In particular, Marika identifies these kind of topics quickly where she thinks, it's not perfect done, we need to come back to you. We always have a call and identify these topics together in the leadership team, and then Marika pushes them out to you. And it's just really key and important for us to fine-tune some of the topics. If this is too boring for you, and you believe it's done too often and too frequently, just let us know, but it helps, I think, to continue to work in the way we are working and to get this done ideally until the end of the year. The email exchanges, now this is more my problem. I'm not a big fan of email exchanges, but I must say, I think over the last days we have found a nice way in exchanging by email key concerns, and it is quite focused the way we work by email. So I'm quite happy with this to continue it, and both Marika and I and Xing, we haven't found a different approach. There might be some, but we have the feeling you feel very comfortable with emails. Marika and I and Xing, we did something new, which you will see, which a kind of one-pager summary where we, with regard to certain important key topics, like, for example, open internet, where we just capture again the essence of what is then later put into the onto the mind map as well. But we capture this in essence, and that's a very nice way to help us to not lose something which is really key. On the points which we lose, sometimes we haven't lost them completely. Coming to a point Sylvia mentioned on the grant, where she made a recommendation very early that we can work with grants as well. This is not lost, but we have to pick it up again. And hopefully Marika and the core team and I, the leadership team, will find the time very soon to review all the missing bits and pieces which were mentioned in the past and which we will have to pick up again and come back to you in ensuring that these points are not lost. So we keep quite tight track of everything. Nothing is lost. And we will have Marika and Toke and myself and Xing, we will sit together in latest in Abu Dhabi to review all these former calls and to check that nothing is forgotten. So with this, asking for your comments on this point. Ellen, please.
Thank you. I kicked off some of this discussion or continued in another case. And Erica, something you said rang a bell with me, and you were sort of implying that my comments or perhaps other people's comments were critical of how ideas had been captured in the documents. Now, I have missed a number of meetings, so that was not my intent at all to imply that there had been mistakes made, but simply that I didn't agree with what was there, which I presumed was what was said. And in fact, my comments were sent out to some extent at Marika's request to say that I had commented to her privately, and she said I should send it the list if I don't agree and propose alternatives. So there certainly was nothing critical in what I was saying. So I just wanted to make that very clear. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Ellen. That's another point, too, because some of you are sometimes not, or you can't always be on the call, and then you want to raise an additional point which you think is missing. I mean, this is absolutely helpful and needed. So very much welcome, of course, from all of us. But I know that some have some points which felt that we didn't capture it well, and I just want to ensure you, please come back to us immediately. We need your input, and if we get something not perfectly right, it's super important to hear back from you. Taboos, please.
Erica, I apologize in advance. I think it looks like that somebody sitting in front of computer and opening hundreds of pages of the Word document and then don't know how go to the page that he really wants. We are opening so many items at the same time. We were talking of objectives. It was quite clear, three words, development, evolution, distribution, and all of a sudden we get into the internet, open or not open. We were talking of reserve budget, and then we just jump into the system that, no, it is not correct to have 12 months budget as a reserve or not. So I think we opening too many meetings at the same time. Could we at least try to channelize the issue that we could follow one issue at the time and then putting the other issue as well, but not going. I look into the communication, people commenting on anything, the people commenting on auctions requested by, the budget requested by ICANN, the organization, the people talking of the reserve, whether it should be 12 months or 24 months, who will decide on that? Then we are talking of the objectives, then we are talking the internet open. So I think it's the habit of ICANN. They open and open and open the issues instead of trying at some time to wrap it up and to channelize in a way that to get something. All of you, except me, are expert, specialists, knowledgeable, and so on and so forth. You can comment many, many pages and hours and so on and so forth, but you don't have such time. Look at what we have done up to now. I think we could have done better. Thank you.
Thank you, Kavus. I take this as a constructive criticism, and I think you're right. It's sometimes part of the ICANN culture, but I think we're pretty good in narrowing down our scopes and what we need to reach. Sometimes we will have to pick up some other topics because they suddenly become relevant and important. But I take your point, and we will try our best to work along those lines. Marika, please.
Thanks, Erica. This is Marika. I just wanted to echo what I think you've already said and what Alan already noted as well. And a lot of the documents that staff pushes out, indeed, we're just trying to help the conversation move forward. You're trying to summarize points or input that has been received. And again, you know, sometimes we may get that wrong. So we really rely on you, indeed, to review those documents and provide us with guidance where you see that we've maybe missed contributions or misinterpreted certain comments. And again, in certain cases as well, you know, suggest alternatives. So I think that's what we're really looking for, you know, by putting certain things on the table to have people react, to make alternative suggestions, because again, that makes it easier then as well for the CCWG as a whole to discuss those alternatives and hopefully come to some kind of agreement on where you all believe, you know, the group should be going. Similarly, if you have any suggestions or ideas on how we should do things differently or different types of documents we should be considering, we're always open to those kinds of suggestions and happy to try out new things. And I just want to thank you all for all the feedback you've been providing on the mailing list. I do have to admit, I know that some further comments have come in on a number of the documents between yesterday and now, which I haven't been able yet to review and include in our documents, but hopefully we'll have a chance to discuss those later and we'll be in a position to provide an updated version shortly after this meeting.
Thank you, Marika, and thanks so much for all the great work you are doing and your team. It's just incredible, impressive, and professional the way you work. Thank you so much for this. On the consensus, I would like to recommend which is actually a very good summary of the way how the rules of engagement work, and this includes the consensus part as well. There is a very nice section, which is section 5 in rules of engagement. We will put this in the summary of our today's call, the link to it, and when you then look to section 5, rules of engagement, there is a very nice summary how we can work. And I'm very much on the side of those who said, can we come to a consensus as early as possible? Whenever we sense we are ready. And I totally agree, we should do this. We will make a recommendation. Hopefully, we can do it today. But we have to be, of course, careful. And I've seen this in other working groups now, that to the end, we might have to reopen a certain consensus which we have to reach, and we have to maybe include new language and find a new consensus. But hopefully, we don't have to do it. My idea, and I know from Qing as well, we would love to come to a situation where we can all agree what we present, and which then goes to the public consultation. And an ideal scenario, in particular in this case, it would be wonderful if we could avoid a situation where we need to have minority opinions included. If it needs to be done, it needs to be done. But I'm still very hopeful, and watching the way we work, I'm still very hopeful and positive that we can find a consensus. And I don't think that we need to discuss this much further, but we will put the link into the document so you can review this part and you can see how it was formulated. Anybody who wants to make a comment on this particular part about consensus? No? Okay. Then let's move to the next item, which I will hand over to Marika, because I can't open the survey monkey. Somehow they are refusing nowadays. I don't know why that I can open. I just have to sign up first to the system, which I haven't done yet. So, Marika, you have please be so kind to guide us.
And thank you, Erica.
On the screen.
Yes, I'm just looking in our documents, and I maybe can ask Julie. Can you maybe pull up the results of the survey if you uploaded them? I don't see it here in the list of documents.
No, it's not there yet.
Okay, one moment, please.
Yes, sure.
If you give us.
Can I check in the meantime if Ching is with us by now? No. Elliot, you still with us on audio?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. Thanks. And please intervene if you want to say something anytime.
So while Julie is getting that document up, maybe I can already start talking about it. You can also all click the link that's available in the agenda that takes you to the results of the survey. So this is actually a survey that we already conducted a little while back, but we deferred a discussion from last week's meeting as the presentation by Xavier took a bit more time than we had originally anticipated. But our assumption was as well that some of the materials that were presented by Xavier may help inform the deliberations on this specific question, which dealt with the issue of the time frame for the fund allocation mechanism. So the specific question was, is this a one-off exercise with a very limited or set time frame, or is this a fund that could operate, or a mechanism that could operate more in a perpetual kind of manner? And the responses to the survey weren't conclusive. We had a 35 versus 40% breakdown on one-off exercise versus potential long-lasting mechanism. Based on our initial discussion as well, and I think it was actually a specific question from Alan, which then triggered the conversation with Xavier, was before we actually talk about, you know, a long-lasting mechanism, we probably first need to understand whether that is even possible with the funds that are available and through investment mechanisms that are available. But I noted as well that there were as well quite a few people that didn't really have a strong view on this, noting that as long as legal and fiduciary requirements were met, they were pleased. So one question for the group here is there a way to come to a preliminary agreement on this question, whether we're looking at this as a one-off exercise or whether we're looking at a long-lasting mechanism? I think some have already pointed out, you know, even if we would go for a one-off exercise, that doesn't necessarily mean that is short in time frame, as, you know, depending, of course, on the type of mechanism that would be chosen, it may still take a number of years before that is, you know, created, applications and disbursements take place. So it's not necessarily very short versus long time frame, but it's more the nature of the fund, a fund mechanism. So the question is it possible to come to some kind of preliminary agreement on this specific question? The other question, of course, is that necessary or required before we move further. Originally, it was identified as one of the questions that does need addressing before we actually start looking in mechanisms. I think that's what we're hoping to discuss here. There was a linked question to this. That asked what aspects should be considered to define a time frame, if any, for the disbursement of funds. And here we did see a majority of respondents indicated that the focus of disbursements of funds should not give any specific preference to the duration of the projects. So at least seems there that there is maybe a preliminary agreement that in that case, it shouldn't matter whether it's long-term or short-term, or that shouldn't be given specific consideration. Another related question was what aspects should be considered to define a time frame, if any, for the disbursements of funds. And again, here, a small majority indicated that they would find it preferably if funding would be released in tranches linked to milestone achievements. But again, obviously, that is also dependent on the type of project and duration of the project, whether that would make sense or not. But I think that gives you hopefully an initial idea of the thinking. And as I said, I think the main question seems to be the first one on the overall time frame of the fund allocation mechanism.
Marika, if you can...
Thank you, Marika.
Queue, Danielle.
Sorry? Who is it?
Danielle, if you can put me in the queue.
Yep, I will do this. Alan is first on the list. Alan, please.
Thank you very much. Alan Greenberg speaking. I guess the first question, and I didn't answer the survey, I'm afraid, but the first question is, should it be an ongoing process or is it a one-time? I don't think it frames the question properly. And the real issue is, if we assume there is no more money coming into the process, that either from another auction or benevolent people who add to the pile, then how do you view this? And I think that's a question which is a lot easier to answer. We know from Xavier that we might make 6% a year or something. So if we start with the whole amount and we want to preserve the capital and make this go on forever, then we're talking about giving away maybe $10 to $12 million a year. And if all we're giving away is $10 to $12 million a year, we're spending an awful lot of time on this project, which I think is out of proportion. So if indeed that is what we're looking at, I think we should scale back this whole process. But in my mind, we are not trying to preserve this to go on forever, but expect it to last for a finite number of years, and exactly how many that is remains to be seen. But giving away money at, or funding projects at a much higher rate than $10 million a year. And at that point, if there is no more money coming in, then it has a finite life because we're going to be spending it quicker than we can earn it on the market. So I think if we frame it now, that doesn't preclude another auction or someone coming in and saying, here's another $200 million because you're doing such good stuff, and it goes on longer. But I don't think we can presume that at this point. Thank you.
Yeah. Valid point. Marika, can we put these questions maybe on the list for when we have to call with the external expert as well? Because I think it would be good to get one, at least one expert on the call with a relatively fresh fund, so we get an understanding, and about the same amount we are handling to get an understanding how they are dealing with this topic. And I would put this on my reminder and to-do list as well. Daniel, you are next, and then I see Caboos. Daniel, please.
Thanks, Erica. So I think Alan basically answered my question. I'm wondering if we have some input from the new GTLD program as to whether there will be more auction in the future. That's one bit of information we don't really have. And then there is the possibility that if we have a grant agency that is focused on one particular area which is good for the internet, there may be more people giving to this funding agency in addition to the auction fund. That's the second point. So it could last longer because the setup that we have done is appealing to other parties that are willing to donate. And then it all depends on the amount of project. You know, what is the amount per project that we're going to give? If we limit ourselves to some millions of dollars per project, then on average, I mean, not giving a particular, but sort of having a target of 5 million per project, maybe, then we can understand how long this is going to last with the interest and everything. So, and I think if we find out that it's more than 10 years, then we might have as well say that it's forever, because that's basically the horizon of ICANN, I think.
Yeah. I don't know if somebody wants to comment on these questions. I think they are all good to put on further auctions, which we have to look into. Definitely the auctions, my understanding is, can go on until the end, definitely, of this round. If the new round, and please object to it if I'm not correct, if the new round comes to a different conclusion, how to handle this in the future, it's a different question. Pay into the system, it's probably something we have to discuss on a broader way than just within our group. And the limit, I don't know, we never discussed it. I don't see why we should have any limits, annual limits. It depends on the projects that are coming in, but that's my understanding. Caboose, please.
Yes, Erica. I am participating in the new GTLD group. Perhaps I might have missed some of the track, but I don't recall that we have come to a conclusion to the permanency of having this auctions and so on and so forth yet to be discussed. Until the time that we have more clear idea, perhaps we should not definitively select between these two options, but we could base ourselves that it seems probable that situation may continue. Perhaps this one-off process is less probable than more continued one, but we not decide, but at least address this issue at this time, pending a better result from the new GTLD, which I don't think that would be so quick, because still we are discussing that. So perhaps we should base ourselves on that, but not definitively select between one or the other. Thank you.
Yeah, that's one way as well. Thank you, Kabus. Elliot, please. Elliot, can you hear?
Yes, I just had to turn off mute. I'd like to respond to Daniel's questions, which I think are very relevant here, and really underpin a lot of my assumptions about one-time versus perpetual or institutionalizing. There are three significant differences between the first round and any subsequent round that will materially affect the you know, kind of the funds available. And now here I'm talking from a kind of a market or a business perspective. First, there is no question, nor could there be any argument, that the significant majority of the most desirable strings went in the first round. You know, we see the predominance of the funds we have available really coming from the .web auction in particular. That's not to say there wouldn't be a significant pool of money that was made up by the rest, but you kind of have .web, one or two more that were large only relative to the rest, but small relative to web, and then a somewhat of a long tail. So, you know, first and most importantly, simply the excess economic rent, which is what the auctions capture, will be way less in the second round. Second, you want to think about the processes. When the new GTLD program was initiated and was going through its kind of many years of dialogue and debate and then rollout, nobody contemplated private auctions. Private auctions, and if anybody is not familiar with them, I'm happy to explain. I'll watch in the chat to see if anybody needs that. But private auctions are a mechanism that evolved through market participants as the process rolled out. So none of us, I assure you, who were intimate with this process and who were involved on the business side, foresaw private auctions. If we did, we would have made many, many more applications than a lot of us did. The private auctions evolved, and by about halfway through the process, they became the preferred method. By later in the process, they were dominant. The only exceptions to private auctions were the situations like .web, where you had a particular market participant who wanted to dissuade the others from bidding. So it became an auction tactic to stay in the public auction, in the ICANN auction, and very much the exception. So you now have the most desirable strings gone, and you also have a mechanism that's developed that's going to soak up the majority of that excess economic rent that exists. And again, that'll be private auctions. And the third thing is the budgeting process, the ICANN budgeting process in particular. When ICANN, the organization, budgeted for new GTLDs, fully 50% of the application fees, which were quite expensive, and as many of you know, there was significant community dialogue, quite fairly, about the size of the fee precluding sort of less developed economies and really harming diversity. 50% of that fee was allocated to litigation. There has been virtually no litigation. I might get this number wrong, but I think there's something like $80 million that's allocated right now and still earmarked, sort of hived off, for litigation relating to new GTLDs. That is a massive excess that exists right there, and at a minimum, that need not be included. So what you're going to have in the second round, when it happens, which is probably still 2020, my best guess, for the start of that process, is you're going to have less desirable strings, the significant majority of which where there is contention will go to private, not ICANN auction, and in any event, ICANN should be budgeting in that process to contemplate those excess funds and to include them as a line item sufficient to allow them to lower the application fees even further. So if you look at the auctions and you look at the pool of money that we have as measuring excess economic rent that goes to ICANN, that number is likely to be almost irrelevant relative to the size of the pool it is now. So I just wanted everyone to hear all of that because I think all of those points are important. And I think, you know, especially given the timing, it would be we'd put ourselves frozen in amber if we were to wait to see what happens with the new GTLD process.
Yep. Thanks. And thank you for reminding us about the background on how we came to the auctions. So next one is John. Just let me repeat quick that you know whom I see in case somebody wants to put in between because I can't see the person. So I have Alan, Xavier, Caboose.
No, John was before, but somehow his hand got put down, so you should go to John first.
Your hand? Yeah, I have John here. No, you put it down, John?
No, I do have something I would like to say. Yeah, thank you. First, I'd like to thank Elliot for that long and helpful explanation of why we shouldn't expect more money in the future. But I want to go back to what Alan said in the first place about whether this is a pool to be spent now or whether it's a foundation. I mean, and turning this into a permanent endowment, I think, is completely incompatible with what ICANN is and what ICANN's charter says. I mean, ICANN is an organization that exists to administer identifiers. I mean, they are tax exempt in the United States because they lessen the burdens of government that would otherwise have to administer the identifiers. ICANN's charter and ICANN's goals have nothing to do with giving money away. I mean, this pool of money, I think it's pretty clear from what Elliot said, is essentially a mistake. Nobody expected there to be these giant auctions with the money going to ICANN. So our job is to deal with this and to spend it as expeditiously as we can, you know, in a responsible way, you know, but I think it would be extremely inappropriate to try to string it out into a foundation. It would be equally inappropriate to attempt to look to some hypothetical future process for some hypothetical future string of money. I mean, this is a huge distraction from ICANN's main, you know, from what ICANN should be doing. I mean, and the most responsible thing for us to do is to figure out how to spend the money, set up the process, give it away and be done with it, so I can go back to doing what they're supposed to do. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Alan.
Thank you very much. Was just said, I can support that we need to decide whether, and John gave his opinion, I tend to agree with it, whether we try to keep this going forever and only spend the revenue and keep the capital, or whether we do it as reasonably expeditiously as possible. That's a valid debate to have. But let me be rather blunt. I have 5.5 hours of conference calls scheduled today, and a discussion in this call of whether there is going to be more money or not and where it's going to come from, be it auctions or benevolent people, I think is a complete waste of our time. We are charged with doing something with the pile of money we have right now, and that's what we should be doing, not spending time discussing whether there's some future auction or some other process that might yield us another pile of money. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks, Alan. Caboose.
Yes, that would be one option, as Alan mentioned, that we forget about the future, what we have some money, how to spend that, and that is one option. The other option is that, yes, it may continue, but not the same rhythm, but not the same evolutions. But something is important. If the new GTLD subgroup or working group decides on the first come, first serve, that process very unlikely would lead to something as having auctions, because the one who comes first is served first. So there is no such a situation that people at the end competing and recoursing to the auction. So perhaps you can divide the issue in two parts. One part is what to do with what you have, and then the continuation of that with the same rhythm or with lesser, and so on and so forth. But at this time, we could not decide on the situation, whether we take one time or we take a continuous, until we have a clear idea about the situations of the new or subsequent rounds, which we are still discussing at the level of the group. Thank you.
Caboose, I think we might be able. Ellie, is this a new hand? Elliot, is this a new hand or is it an old hand? I see.
Old, okay. Sorry. I have to take off mute whenever.
No problem. Caboose, I think that's, an issue we can handle quite easily, because I think if we will see that something similar will emerge in the future, the CCWD and ICANN can always call. And the GNSO and involved parties can always call on repeating this exercise, and then they already have a basis they can build on a new initiative. And if, in case the fund is still in existing, because the money is still going to be there, then they can certainly put this into the same pot and can continue the fund. But I think this is something we should leave for the future. I'm very much in line with Alan and John and Elliot to leave this up to the future, because I don't think so it's helping us. It's a very theoretical debate, which is not really helping us right now, if you agree. So I don't see anybody else here in the moment raising their hand again. Marika is there. Marika, come on, please.
Yeah, thanks, Erica. This is Marika. So listening to the comments and interventions, does the group believe that we're at a stage of achieving a preliminary agreement, that the focus is on the current proceeds available, that there is a desire in principle to proceed with disbursement as quickly as is reasonably possible, noting that, of course, due diligence will need to be done in setting up a mechanism, how disbursement takes place, but that there's no desire to create any kind of perpetual mechanism. Is that a reasonable assumption based on this conversation and something that could be put forward as a preliminary agreement to the group, or
not there? Probably 2 points, Marika. So one is the discussion about the one time, which I think we pretty much reached an agreement. On the second point, I'm not so certain if you already have an agreement, but Alan, please.
Thank you very much. Alan Grieber speaking. I really would not want to use words like disperse the money as expeditiously as possible. That's almost sending a message that if we can do it in 1 year, we should. And I don't think that would be wise at all, because I just don't think we're going to be able to handle a load that large, or do we want projects that are so large that it allows us to get rid of the money quickly? So I think we should use words that more focus on using the money effectively and judiciously, but yes, you know, we're not aiming to preserve it forever, but I don't think we should use speed as one of the criterias or one of the targets for doing it. I think that will get in the way of using the money effectively and for good for purposes. Thank you.
Yeah, and I think it would be against our goals as well. Jonathan? Jonathan, are you?
Yes, thanks. Can you hear me?
I can't hear you.
Do you hear me okay?
Not really well. I don't know. If others can hear you, it's fine.
You're faint, but hearable.
Now you're much better. Jonathan?
He said he'll contribute in the chat. He just wrote.
Okay. Okay, let's split the two discussions. Let's have the first about it. Do we have an agreement that this is we are debating a one-time initiative, and we leave all future questions to future scenarios, and we don't deal with it. Can we get an agreement on this one, or do we have objection to it? And I'm only looking for objection. I'm not doing a poll. Just if somebody wants to object to it, I'm watching, and we are watching the chat room for a while, just put this in. Or raise your hand. Sylvia, please, on this point. Oh, no, it's Glenn. Sorry, I don't know why Sylvia popped up quickly. Glenn, please, you want to make a comment on this point?
I think he was just making a tick, putting a tick mark.
Okay. Okay, then I think we have an agreement here. Wonderful. So let's move to the second question. Speed shall not be relevant. but carefulness and prudence and getting it right and not speed. This was the point Ellen raised. Again, same question, can we get an agreement here? I'm not doing a poll. I'm just asking you, if you're not in agreement, please indicate it in the chat or raise your hand. Or if you are in agreement, please do the same. Rael is saying that he discovered that discussions on the mailing list are not included in the meeting's agenda. We come back to this a bit later, to this point. Elliot is asking if the question was asked. I have Caboose, who raised his hand. Caboose, please.
Yes, I have no objection to what you said, but I'm asking Alan, what are the criteria that he associates to effectively? What does it mean, effectively? Would you have some criteria? Because you can use many words, effectively, efficiently, appropriately, properly, normally, economically. What is the criteria of effectiveness? Thank you.
Whom were you asking, Caboose?
I'm asking Alan. He says that effectively,
okay,
not
Alan,
used expeditiously.
I
agree with him.
Yes.
So what is effective? Yeah.
Yeah, Dietmar, I saw that you want to say something as well. I'll take Alan first because he then can respond directly to Caboose's question. Alan, please.
Thank you very much. Alan Greenberg speaking. I don't know what that answer is, and I thought, in fact, if we were to summarize why this CCWG was convened, it is exactly that, to define the criteria. We also have to build a mechanism, but the most important question I think we have to answer by the time we finish is, what are the criteria with whoever's going to be making the decisions on, yes, I fund this project, no, I don't fund this project, what are the criteria that we're going to use to decide whether to fund or not fund? And that, I think, is the main reason we're here, if we eventually get to that. And the objectives, which we'll be talking about later, which we've talked about before, I think are the core that will start allowing us to put words together so that whoever is making the decisions in the future will be able to follow our wishes. So I don't have the magic words right now. But I knew one of the words that I did not want to use was do it as fast as possible, or one of the phrases is to do it as fast as possible, because I don't think that it goes along with doing it well. So that's the only point I was making. I hope by the time we continue meeting some dozen or two dozen more times, we'll start getting closer to understanding what it is that identifies a good project from a bad project or a potentially good one. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Alan. I'm going to Dietmar and then Elliot, and then I would love to get the voice to Marika, because she's in the meantime working on a new language, so she can then read it and we can see if we can get agreement on this one. Dietmar, you still on?
Erica, it's Alan. He was just putting a tick mark up, supporting.
Okay, thanks so much.
Only Caboose has a hand up right now.
Yeah, Caboose, I think it's an old one, but I can ask him. Caboose?
Yes, I partly agree with what Alan said, but I think even from now we could have the skeleton of that effectiveness. If we be able to define or agree on the objectives, the effectiveness means to meet the objectives on which the group has established and so on. So effectiveness is this one. But first, the key word is the the objectives, which is we are discussing very widely here and there. It was very simple at the beginning, but now it's open. So I think the effectiveness or effectively means to meet the objectives in a timely manner. And then we have to see what is the objectives. Thank you.
Yes, Tavus. And it's very important to point that effectiveness in principle means that projects have a more long-term... I don't know if this is my problem or somebody else shall mood. So it means practically a longer-term goal and not just to get the money out of the house. Marika, I would love to ask you now to read the text which you put in the chat room so that everybody can understand it. Please be so kind.
Thanks, Erica. So this is Marika. So having listened to the conversation and feedback received, I've written up the following potential preliminary working group agreement on this topic, which could read as follows. The CCWG's focus is on the funds that are currently available without any assumption that additional funds will become available. The CCWG will focus on developing recommendations that will enable the disbursement of the funds in an effective and judicious manner without creating a perpetual mechanism, i.e. not being focused on preservation of capital.
Okay, shall we do a quick pause in this case so we get an understanding if you can support it? The text is in the chat room, so you can review it. And you have on the top, you can put in confirm or I'm not sure. I can't see it on mine actually. Very strange that I don't have it. The button. So in case you don't have it or you don't see it, just put in the support in the chat room and we follow this.
This is Marika Erica. So for those that cannot find it, if you go to the raise hand button at the top of your pod, which is the little man or woman with the hand up, if you click on the drop-down menu, you'll have there the agree or disagree options. So you may use...
Yeah, it's just next to the phone, actually, on the top. I think as far as I can see, there's a lot of support. Anybody who wants to argue against it right now? I have Alan, Carolina, Dietmar again. And please let me know if these are old hands or new ones, or these are just tick marks. Okay, I got you. Thanks.
Erica, this is Marika. What I would like to propose then as well, that we'll include this preliminary agreement as well in the notes from this meeting and make as an action item for any of those that are not on the call, if they have any concerns or objections, that they share that with the mailing list.
Yeah, I would appreciate this. Thank you so much. Okay, with this one, I think we can conclude this topic. And if in case there are further questions coming up to this topic, feel free to send them to us. If you feel that some of your concerns are not fully covered, please send them to us that we can put this on our follow-up item list. Okay. Anybody else who wants to? Carolina, you want to say something or was this just a support? On my Adobe, it is not totally clear. Okay, I think it was just a support. Thank you so much. If nobody else, Elliot, I think the same in your case, same in my case. Okay, then let's move on the agenda and let's pull up the next topic, which is the review of... I need your help. Is it 0.5 or are we already 0.6? via 0.5, huh?
Yes, that's correct. I'm just pulling up the survey results for that one.
Exactly. So please be so kind and guide us.
Yes, so thank you, Erica. So this is Marika again. On the screen and also on the link that was circulated yesterday on the mailing list, you can find the results of the survey that we conducted based on last week's conversation on the question of should an organization be permitted to apply for funds to replenish the ICANN reserve fund. As you can see from the responses, we had 23 members and participants respond to the survey. Only 17% responded yes to this question. 52% responded no. And there was 30% of respondents that did not have a strong view either way. So again, you know, based on this, these responses, it's probably for you to discuss whether a preliminary working group agreement can be derived from this feedback. There was a related question that noted if you responded yes, what conditions or requirements should be in place, as well as if the CCWG would decide that ICANN, the organization, be permitted to apply for funds, you know, what should be the maximum percentage that should be available, will be made available to apply for. But it may make sense to first deliberate on that first question, because obviously the other two questions are only relevant if should the working group decide that ICANN would be permitted to apply for funds.
Yeah, thank you so much, Marika. When we reviewed the comments which came in, it was a clear indication that most of you have a preference not to support a replenishment of the reserve fund. And so we thought in the leadership team it's now the time actually to ask you if you would then want to say that this shall not be done. I see there is one board member. I mentioned before that Asha is still in a meeting and she couldn't join us. Becky, I'll give you a little bit of time. If you wanna, want to comment on it maybe a little bit later, please do so. It would be good to hear. Maybe there was a rethinking and maybe you have a different approach to it. Or Xavier, who is on the call as well, the two of you, if you want to comment on it, how you want to proceed with this topic, please let us know. But in the meantime, I see Alan and Jonathan. Alan is first. Alan, please.
Yeah, if either of them wanted to speak, I would prefer that they go first.
I want to give them a little bit of time to think about
okay. All right. Again, I couldn't be on the call last week because of a conflict, and I would have suggested different wording for this if I had been. Given the comments that were on the mailing list on the use of auction funds for replenishing the reserve, I think there were a number of both assumptions and in some cases a lack of understanding of the scope that might have, that was being suggested by the board when they asked us to consider this. I support using auction funds for this, but I would certainly limit it to a certain, both a percentage and an absolute amount, since we don't know whether we're going to have 100 million or 240 million. Just a percentage is not appropriate, nor is an absolute number. But for instance, if we're dealing with the full amount of 230, I wouldn't want to see this go above 40 or 50 million at most. So there were other people who were assuming that we might spend 80% of the funds you know, and be left with just $20 billion to distribute, which I think would be wrong-headed. The other problem I have is I don't think, again, when I was on the call, but I might have missed one, there was a really good really good discussion of why we're in this position. And it's not just that we haven't been prudent and put money aside, but there was a large draw on the reserve because of the CCWG accountability that wasn't expected, and that put us in a significantly bad position compared to where we otherwise would have been. And I think those all contribute to a decision on whether we should be able to use it for that or not. And I'm not sure, but I'm willing to be corrected, that all of this was well presented before the question was asked. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. Jonathan.
Thanks. I hope you can hear me properly now. I restarted and refreshed my system.
I can have a difficult time hearing you, but it could be just me, so let me ask the others. Can you hear Jonathan?
He is faint, but we can hear him.
Okay, perfect.
Right.
Go ahead, Jonathan.
I'm sorry if the quality isn't quite as good as it should be, but I think I have, first of all, quite a lot of sympathy with the point that Alan made. I'm also respectful of the fact that the survey shows just over 50% of people not wanting to see this. So I accept that that's where we are at present. But I do think we need to retain an open mind subject to certain conditions. And some of those conditions Alan mentioned, for example, we may want to restrict in any event how much we would want to see these funds contribute. But also, I think more importantly, it would be good for someone from the board and or the organization to articulate, as Alan says, why they're in the position they are at the moment, what they plan to do to get out of it, and what kind of proposal they might do. So I would ask that we don't close the door absolutely. Preliminarily, I'm perfectly happy to accept it being closed based on the survey or that there's a but we really should make that subject to hearing some form of articulation from the organization as to what state it's in with respect to reserve fund. What does it hope to do? Does it hope to have a 12-month reserve fund in place? Where does it stand in respect to that 12-month reserve fund? What is it doing about itself about replenishing that reserve fund? How long might that take? And how could the auction fund potentially help that? So if there was more detail and a bigger picture around it, we might be in a better position to answer that, which is why I would advocate not closing the door completely, subject to hearing a convincing and better articulation from the organization itself. Thanks.
Okay. I take Sylvia. I see Elliot's comment. He is saying then we should also have an articulation as to why this is inappropriate for these funds, so this would then be included. And the question we should ask, and there's some other comments which I can't read in the moment quickly enough. I give in the meantime the floor to Sylvia, and then Becky, I would like to call on you, and Xavier maybe, or somebody else who wants to talk on behalf of the management. So, Sylvia, please.
Thank you, Erica. Well, I think that my comment made in list about, you know, how much is actually the amount that might or not, might not be required for the reserve is also in line with the issue that the .web lawsuit is not decided yet. So you don't really know, as Alan mentioned, how much is actually the pot of money that we may or may not have. And then by deciding, let's say, in years that someone was saying, oh, let's support this for a 1 year, for a 12 months, for a 4 months, or for a percentage, whatever amount it is, it could be a very large amount that will not impact on the legacy that I can have while doing something for the community, with the community that supports the development of the internet, will have an impact on what the ICANN legacy is. A reserve is actually money that stays put until something really bad happens, or there are extenuous, you know, tremendous circumstances that makes you use that money. So it will be money sitting literally under a big mattress, but it will be a mattress anyway. And I think that is it will be good for ICANN in terms of stability in the future and all of that, but there are a lot of questions around it. And the questions that I posted on the mailing list were also referring to another interdependency that might be one of the reasons why we ended up discussing so many things at the same time. But as I mentioned before on the chat, there are some issues that just kind of one eliminates the other. So unless you discuss the two at the same time, it is very difficult to figure out how it would actually look at the end. So, for example, if on one day that the fund is not going to support projects in the long term, and on the other hand, we say we are going to support a contribution to a reserve, and that contribution has to be depend on a bunch of requirements or a list of things that ICANN should be doing, like the one that Jonathan mentioned on his email and now a few minutes ago. That kind of contradicts each other, because you're saying, let's say, support the reserve for 5 years, and then in 5 years, what if the fund is to be finalized in 10 years, let's say, and reserves are not used or everything goes well, so then what? Then if there are issues about how you evaluate and assess a project and the request for reserve fund is managed like a project, that means someone will have to go and check all the policies that ICANN has in place and how they are actually doing, and that will overstep on what the board actually does and what the financial advisors do. So I think one kind of kill each other. So we really need to be careful on not putting ICANN on an even more difficult position. And if a contribution to the reserve is allowed, which I do not agree with, then all of those issues have to be addressed and resolved, because otherwise it will be a legal issue that will be very complicated to manage. You can't appoint a project, right? Like a project evaluator to monitor reserve mechanisms. That is a completely different thing. So it is something that we really need to be careful, because it's not just a yes or a no, although it's a very good start that we have a lot of us saying that this should not look like a good idea. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. There's some further questions coming in the chat room. One in particular from Mark raising the question whether this would be an agreement practically to self-donate money to ICANN, if this would be in agreement with all the procedures and with the tax procedures. That's a question we probably will have to come back to. Xavier, I sense that we need to discuss this topic a little bit more. I'm not sure if we should finalize it today. We probably have to come back with a more in-depth question to you and reframe, as Alan recommended, the questions. Caboose, I see your hand. Let me, in the meantime, see if Becky and Xavier want to comment on it now. I can't see it in the moment. Becky, do you want to make a comment or recommend a procedure? Maybe you want to go back to the board and have a debate in the board and then recommend to us something which you would see as a workable recommendation. Becky, are you with us? I'm not so sure if she can hear us. Xavier, how about you?
Xavier? Hi, Erica. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yes, I hear you.
Thank you, Erica. Thank you. I cannot substitute myself to a board position that I think has been a bit discussed, but for the sake of this conversation, I think would require to be more substantially formulated, and Jonathan and a few others have commented on the type of information and positions that we use. Also, I think it would be best to with the board members that are in this group, Asha and Becky, that I reconvene with them to ask that a position is more clearly formulated on the topic and helps inform the group here to discuss further this topic. So I will take that action if that's making sense to the group, and so that we can revert back.
Yeah, I would be fine with this, and I'm sure the group will agree. But can you comment on the question from Mark, whether this would be in contradiction to tax procedures, and I would add audit procedures maybe as well?
When you say this, do you mean that some of the auction funds would be used?
Yes. Correct.
Yes. So I think I already responded to that question. The funds currently, legally speaking, belong to ICANN, and ICANN, with adequate governance procedures, meaning board decisions, for example, can completely decide on its own tomorrow to allocate any part of the fund to a reserve. So that's not a governance issue. It's more a matter of purpose and discussion as to whether that's the right intent. But from a purely procedural and governance standpoint, there's, in my view, zero issue in that happening.
Okay, some might have a different opinion about this, but I, from a procedure, I think you're probably right. Caboos, I'd like to come back to you, and then if nobody wants to raise another question or add something, I would love to then make a recommendation. Caboos, please.
Yes, Erica. I think I raised some questions two meetings ago after Alan talked about this reserve, and my question have not been answered. What we discussing, does this group discuss whether or not ICANN should have reserve budget? And if this group wants to discuss that, does this group wants to set a level for that reserve budget? And the third question, does this group wants to decide whether or not from the existing, but not future, because we don't know about the future, existing fund available in auction, allocation be made to that reserve budget? I am not sure that this is the duty of this group. Whether or not ICANN should have reserve, it is something entirely with the ICANN, the organization, and ICANN board. Usually every organization, profit or non-profit, they have this reserve. The amount is different. I don't think that this group is requested or asked to decide whether or not ICANN should have reserve and what would be that level. This group could only decide whether or not, if ICANN ask that the reserve budget be fed by the auction, whether this group allows that or not. That is the only thing is questioned. Amount of the reserve is not up to this group. And I don't understand why we intervene in that issue. It has not been given to us unless it is something that I missed. We are dealing with auction. We are not dealing with the normal day-to-day tradition or process of the ICANN, whether it should have or should not have reserve budget, and what would be the level of that. That is outside the mandate of this group. This has not been replied. Mikhail made a question to me, and I want to make it quite clear. I want really an answer to that. Still, I believe it is not up to us to talk about the reserve, nor the level of the reserves. We only could decide whether or not, if I can ask that the reserve be fed by the budget or money available in auction, we authorize or not authorize. Please kindly reply to this question either by now or later on. This has not been clear, and everybody was talking. Alan says that 12 months is too much. Somebody says 6 months is too much. Somebody says 2 years is too little. It is not up to us, this issue. I don't understand why we get into this issue. Thank you.
Thank you, Caboose. I think I'm on in line in the moment, and I just like to comment on two things. I think, Caboose, there was an understanding, and even I think the board and Xavier would agree, and on behalf of the management, there was an understanding, and we had an agreement in the CCWG as well, that the fund would be used for extra funding for extra projects and would not be swallowed by the budget. There was an understanding, and I don't think so we have to re-debate this point. The question whether this group can then decide about the amount, I think this would be done in correspondence and in agreement with the board, and so we would open this channel, as Xavier recommended and I pointed out to as well. We would open a channel now of debate and discussion and would formally request from the board and in correspondence the board with the management and Xavier's team to send us more concrete ideas. And then based on the dialogue we will open, we will come to a conclusion. This is my understanding. So far, we always were able to find a diplomatic way of solving this such kind of questions. I have Alan next in the, and I support Xavier's. I see that Becky is having apparently difficulties in the moment, and Judith, Asha is not be with us. She promised to join later. But she's apparently having difficulties. So, Xavier, we will follow up with these two board members, and Marika will help as well to frame the question. And then we would, in an ideal scenario, we would love them to come back to us in 2 weeks' time. If this is too tight for them, because they will probably have to go back to board members and get a more conclusive answer, we will be ready to give them more time depending on the time they need. Alan, please.
Thank you very much. Caboose mentioned a statement, something I had said several weeks ago, and I certainly don't remember exactly what I said, but I never intended to say anything about whether ICANN should have a reserve fund or the level that ICANN's target is for that reserve fund. That is not our business. The only question on our table right now is in response to a request from the board to consider whether we will allow some part of the auction funds to be used to partially replenish or to add to the reserves, not necessarily bring it up to the top, but to add to the reserves. Should we decide that is a good thing we want to do, then we have to decide the mechanism, that is, do we allow the foundation to give money to ICANN on a one-time basis to do this? Do we decide that we want to carve out the money before it goes to the foundation, which might require a charter change if we decide that's the optimal way of doing it? Or do we decide we don't want this at all? But there was never any question in my mind about whether we decide if ICANN should have a reserve or the level, the target level for that reserve. That's not our business. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much. So I see some more points coming in, and Xavier, you still with us. There's some more related from Sylvia, for example, if I see more, or from Judith. Somebody raised a point about the legal concerns again. So maybe in the comments you will send to us, you will be so kind to look into this as well, so that we get, ideally in 2 weeks' time when we have our next call, or otherwise latest, I would say, in Abu Dhabi, but ideally earlier, as complete as possible answer to the topics debated today. Rail, he was concerned about the, he's concerned about the, whether it's only part of the fund or complete, so it's only part. We are talking about very much in agreement what Alan just said. Marika, do you have a quick recommendation how we want to proceed in a language, or can we just with my short summary, which I just gave, how we want to proceed, can we live with this? Marika.
Yeah, this is Marika. I have made note of the action item for ICANN org and the board to provide further information. I don't know if at this stage the group does want to note preliminary tentative agreement based on the survey or whether it just wants to park this issue for now until further information has been received and then either run the survey again or basically ask if anyone has changed their opinion based on the input that has been provided so that a preliminary agreement can be achieved.
I would recommend to park it and then to edit with more precise language when we do it again based on the input we receive and to frame it in a little bit different way. So my advice would be park it now, get more complete answers from the board in coordination with Xavier's team and the management, and then reframe the question, put it forward again to the team, and then we can probably conclude the topic. And I would say latest we should do it in Abu Dhabi and not later, and hopefully we can maybe even do it earlier. Anybody objection to this or comments? You agree on the procedure? Somebody not in agreement? Only write something in the chat room if you're not in agreement right now. Okay, I assume I see Xavier and Stephanie and two others typing. I hope this is in agreement and not in not agreement. Sylvia, is this an old hand or is this a new hand you raise?
It's a new hand, Erika.
Oh, please, Sylvia, go ahead.
I just wanted to say that if we park it and wait for additional information, as I'm reading on the notes on the screen, I think it would be good to capture on this particular survey, over 50% of the people say no.
Yeah. You mean now or you mean then?
Yeah, to keep that record, because that's how I think the question was right, fair, and square, and the comments actually reflect that. So I don't think that, I mean, yes, we can discuss many details about how, but in practice, let's say, out of all the respondents of that survey, there was a strong indication of no. So
yes, I understood. The record and,
yes, then
yes.
What is required, that's a different way of seeing it, and that everything can happen, let's say. So all bets are open, but it's important to capture that this was the opinion at this particular stage.
Absolutely, well understood, Marika. So let's put this on our record, which we will do anyhow, but Sylvia is right. So I see I'm watching the time. It's 2:25, 2:26, so we are over time. We have to practically conclude, and we'll have to put in the topics, which we, the other ones which we had on our agenda, on our call in 2 weeks' time, and we can continue the debate by email. Marika, have we sent these two formats, these two templates, which we invented, have we sent them already to this group concerning the open internet question? Have we done this already?
Yes, this is Marika. So those went out yesterday. Some of you already responded that some comments may have been missing. Some of you have continued the conversation. So I can maybe take as an action item to go back into those documents, add what has been provided. You're, of course, all welcome as well to directly do that. And maybe then we can indeed use those documents to continue the conversation. I believe some of you have made specific suggestions on how certain wording could or should be changed. So staff may also make an attempt at putting a new wording or proposal on the table. Again, as said before, that is really to help move forward the conversation. So we'll look to you to provide further suggestions and comments. And hopefully then by next week's, in 2 weeks, our next meeting, will hopefully be in a position where we hopefully have more or less language that, that has been thrown around by the group and hopefully meets the support of most. If I can also note on the previous item, and I did put it in the chat, we've also taken as an action item to start documenting all the surveys that have taken place to date on the wiki, so that whenever someone wants to go back and look at surveys that have been conducted previously, there's an easy way to find them. So we've made a note of that, and we'll work on that and hopefully have that in place by the next meeting.
Thank you so much. That's very helpful. We need to spend maybe 2 minutes to talk about the Abu Dhabi meeting and the clash which we now have concerning our meeting there. Our understanding is that actually we should continue with having the meeting on Thursday, because Friday is difficult for many who can't join or can't commit right now, and it might take too long until we get they will get a reply back. That's true for the GAC, and it's true for ALEC. ALEC, we know from Alan, he will be not possible to join. And I think we should have this core team is always on the call. It would be wonderful to have you all there. And so we recommend to keep the Thursday, the Tuesday, but we are aware that one slot, which is in clash with the GDPR debate, too many colleagues might not be able to join. So we will then transfer this meeting into a more internal working meeting, like things which Marika just recommended, go through all the previous records and see if we missed something. So this will be purely on purely technical working meeting, and the second one would be our ordinary meeting. Just want to hear back from you quickly if you can agree on this and that we can move forward with this. Again, only if you are totally against this approach, make a comment in the chat room. And otherwise, let's move forward and have the Thursday on our list. Okay, Marika, I think we can assume that we are on the right track and keeping the Thursday. Wonderful. Thank you so much. And then our next meeting, I'm watching the chat room in case somebody comes in and is not in favor of this approach. And then our next meeting is on September 7th, same time, 14 UTC. Apologies to everybody in the Asian room. I know this is not a pleasant time for you, and we appreciate this very much that you are with us all the time. Anybody, any other comments? Somebody, something which we missed? No, Marika? Anything
no,
else?
Is Marika missed? Nothing from my
something
side.
Nothing I missed? No?
Nope.
Okay. Okay, with this, thanks to everybody. Thanks so much. And talk to you on the 7th of September, 14 UTC. And in the meantime, the documents, in particular open internet, is open and continues the debate. Thank you so much. Have a good day or good evening. And we conclude the discussion. Yes, please.
Thanks so much. Today's meeting is adjourned. Verizon App, would you please disconnect all lines and stop the recordings? And everyone have a great day.